The study by the National Academy of Sciences says the Clean Water Act has worked to reduce much of the point source pollution in the Mississippi from factories and wastewater treatment plants. But the report says fertilizers and sediments that enter the river from farmland still create many water quality problems. Study Committee Chairman David DeJambach says even though some states are working together on the issue, there's not enough coordination.
One really needs to take a system-wide view and look at the total loadings into the river. These are coming from multiple states, and right now the states are not communicating with each other very much.
DeJambach says the U.S. EPA should be more aggressive in coordinating and enforcing state activities along the Mississippi. The EPA says it's committed to increasing its efforts with its riverside partners. For the Environment Report, I'm Chuck Quernbach.